Democrats rely on Senate parliamentarian to sneak amnesty into infrastructure bill. By Wendell Hasebo on July 16, 2021. Senate Democrats are relying on the Senate parliamentarian to sneak amnesty for millions of illegal aliens into their Trojan horse infrastructure bill. That's going to be up to the parliamentarian, what's in there. We'll leave that to her discretion, said Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV. And then, based on that, we'll decide where the appropriate place is for it, Rosen said of the amnesty provisions. NBC News reported that Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, is seeking to allow a path to legalization and green cards for illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, those working on farms, those considered essential workers, and those given temporary protected status, TPS. Menendez called the expansive amnesty provisions a very big down payment. But the Democrats' amnesty plan is confronted with the Senate bird rule that is weighed by the parliamentarian, who governs what can be added to the Trojan horse package, typically restricting measures that are not related to spending and taxes. How far do we want to go? We want to go as far as we can, assuming the parliamentarian allows it to happen, Menendez said. It has tremendous budget effects, Menendez argued why the amnesty should be included. It will provide revenue to the federal treasury because of the fees and taxes people will pay. It will also have some costs. But Senator Mike Rounds, RSD, an amnesty sympathizer, said, reconciliation is designed as a budget thing and not necessarily a policy issue. So I think they're going to have a very difficult time getting immigration in. In swing states such as Arizona, Georgia, West Virginia, New Hampshire, and Nevada, recent polling reveals that likely voters are much less likely to support their Democrat senators if they back the amnesty through reconciliation. Majorities from 52 to 57% in the swing states said amnesty will encourage more illegal immigration.